you're on your mark. This is how we'll start. Frying pan hot, frying pan hot. If you want the sizzle, even just a little bit.
It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Yeah. Gadlin, of course, is the brain behind the successful local business I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com. He presented his business idea in the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Mark Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me, Justin. I'm happy to be here.
How are things going? I mean, last week we didn't do so well with the reusable corn cob. It got a little testy towards the end, but you're feeling good on a rebound?
You know, again, I think that was basically just a basic misunderstanding of the product. So I'm still keeping that one in my back pocket. And this week, I'll be honest, I almost went straight to Mark with this idea. I was going to call him this afternoon because I'm so confident about it. And then I thought that would kind of break an agreement I have with the WGN listeners.
Right.
So I thought, okay,
That is nice. Yeah. It's a social contract. So at least, but you know, The good news is that you can actually workshop it here and you get a lot of yays. It just really just reinforces what you already know.
Yeah. That's what happens every week, generally. I look for those yays to reinforce, you know, what I do know about the product. And this one, I think, is such a winner. It's basically giving the people what they want, and I found a way to make that happen.
All right.
You know, so I'm excited about it.
All right. Well, Steve Gadlin, what's this week's frying pan?
Okay. Well, Justin, let me ask you, what is pretty much everyone's favorite food?
Pizza?
Well, dessert food.
Oh, sorry. Ice cream.
There you go. Ice cream is pretty much a universal favorite. But what's the one thing that really bothers people about ice cream?
It's fattening.
Well, no, it melts.
Oh,
that's
right.
Something that bothers people. In fact, a lot of people avoid ice cream because they don't like that it melts. You know, it kind of gives them this added pressure of having to eat it quickly. So what I've done, I've invented a no-melt ice cream. It's an ice cream substitute that looks like ice cream, feels like ice cream when you run it through your fingers, has the same texture, and it tastes like many different ice cream flavors. Very customizable as well. You get the base, and then you drop in little droplets of flavorings and mix your own flavor and stir it together, and then you have a no-melt delicious ice cream.
Wow. Okay, so what are we calling this?
Well, it's called No Melt Ice Cream.
No and what it is, Melt Ice Cream.
Yeah, it's actually, and you're going to love this, it's made out of another food that people love, mashed potatoes.
All right.
So it's mashed potatoes with flavorings added, and of course, not just mashed with a normal potato masher, but mashed to get that very specific ice cream hand feel and mouth feel. And then you add the flavorings yourself. So you buy, you know, a box of the no-melt ice cream, and then you buy separate packets of flavorings, which you can mix and match to your heart's delight. And then because it feels so much like ice cream in your hands, you can scoop it up and put it in a cone, put it in a bowl, make a banana split out of it. You can do everything you can do with ice cream. You even keep it in the freezer so it has that cold ice cream feel. But it doesn't melt the way ice cream does.
Okay, no-melt ice cream, which is essentially flavored mashed potatoes.
Well,
there's more to it. It's more complicated than that, but that's the idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so no-melt ice cream. Yeah. All right, 312-981-7200. What do we think of no-melt ice cream? Is that really what you don't like about ice cream, is that it melts? Well, Steve Gadlin here on the frying pan has come up with a new concept in which he can create no-melt ice cream. Yay or nay?
Yeah,
what do we think?
And you know what? It's not even that it doesn't melt, but you can buy one carton of no-melt ice cream, and because you can buy all these different flavorings, One kid can have vanilla, another kid can have chocolate, and then maybe a third kid can have vanilla too.
So it's customizable by almost by scoop.
Well, we have chocolate and vanilla are our two customizable flavors.
Just chocolate and vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Phone's lighting up here, so we'll let Pete talk to the people, get them on the line. 312-981-7200, and we will return. Steve Gadlin, it's The Frying Pan. It's Friday night. Stay with us.
This is how we'll start. Frying pan hot. Frying pan hot. If you want the sizzle, even just a little bit.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tonight, The Frying Pan, featuring Steve Gadlin, who is the man behind IWantToDrawCatForYou.com. He won on Shark Tank. He now has a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them here. Tonight's idea, no-melt ice cream. Steve.
Yeah, so no-melt ice cream is a mashed potato-based ice cream substitute, and it's mashed in such a way that it really gets the look of real ice cream. And when you freeze it and then add one of our flavorings, either a chocolate or a vanilla, what you have is an ice cream substitute that's almost visually indistinguishable from ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it never melts. You can put it on cones, you can put it in a sundae, put chocolate sauce on it, all the things you can do with ice cream, minus that anxious hurry that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I better eat this before it melts and drips all over the place. That doesn't happen.
And it's made it's similar to mashed potatoes.
Well, it is made out of mashed potatoes. No peels, obviously. But it's a mashed potato that's mashed with a patented process that creates a fine texture similar to ice cream. So it's not the type of potato you just mash at home. This is using a special patented mashing process.
All right, 312-981-7200. The texts are rolling in. The calls are on the line. Let's get to it. 312-981-7200. Let's get to Ed. Ed, yay or nay on no-melt ice cream?
Hey, guys. Yay on it. I'm yay. Yes, absolutely. I've been allergic to dairy ever since I can remember, and so this is great. But my question is, without divulging any of your patent secrets, how are you going to get the potato smell or taste out?
Yeah, great question. Thanks, Ed. How are you going to get the potato flavor out, Steve?
Well, first, some bad news for Ed is our flavorings are actually dairy-based, so this would not be good for someone with a dairy allergy. But second, the flavorings are also incredibly overpowering. So while there may be some residue, potato residue taste, maybe in the aftertaste, the actual mouthfeel and taste, you don't even notice there's potato because there's such strong, powerful sweeteners that we use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, again, sort of a patented mix of several of the non-sugar sweeteners where very small amounts give you quite a punch.
630 says, this is the best idea ever. What a scoop.
That's great.
Right.
That's funny.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
773 says, I think we've got a winner.
Okay.
All right. 847 says, okay, this is not actually that bad. And then ... and he lost me. So I think that's a... I don't know at what point you were lost, but that might end up being a nay.
Okay.
630 has a question. So it's not ice cream. They do that with ice cream ads so the ice cream doesn't melt under the lights of a photo shoot, but he's never heard of it actually being a product.
Yeah, so it's not actually ice cream. It's actually mashed potatoes plus flavoring, but it looks just like ice cream.
Okay. All right, let me keep going here. Hold on, I just lost my place here. 630, who fondles their ice cream? You mentioned that you fondle ice cream.
Well, what I'm trying to explain is this ice cream, the way we mash these potatoes, will give the ice cream the same hand feel as if you were to reach your hand into a bucket of actual ice cream. It'll feel just like it. I'm just trying to express that the texture is very similar to real ice cream.
Okay.
And that hand feel is so important with a good ice cream, especially if you're an ice cream connoisseur like myself. you know, when you buy a new ice cream, you will spend some time with your hand in the box, just really massaging and getting a good physical feel, you know, to understand that texture from a very tactile level. So all I'm saying is, you know, this is a difference. You know, that question is like asking maybe someone who makes beer and someone who just drinks beer. The relationship with the creator is always a little different. You know, if you talk to a real brewer, they spend a lot more time with the hops than someone who just enjoys beer as a hobby.
Right. 773 has a good question. You can only keep potatoes for so long. How long will they last in the freezer?
Well, I'll tell you, a very long time. So because of the way we've increased the surface area on the potato with our patented mashing process, these will last, you know, 6 to 9 months in the freezer before you'll have to buy a new case.
6 to 9 months. Yikes.
Yes. Well, now I challenge you to leave it in the freezer for 6 to 9 hours. It's that delicious.
Right. Oh, 847 clarified. You lost him on mashed potatoes.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, you know, one of the things too, this is, I'm describing the product as we would to investors. I don't know that when we go to market, we'd ever reveal that this is mashed potato.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that we need to.
Yeah, you wouldn't reveal that it's mashed potato. You would just, you would suggest that it's ice cream?
No melt ice cream, yeah.
Oh. I guess okay. 847 says, resounding yay. Been listening to The Frying Pan for a while, and this is the first one I've heard where I didn't think Steve was a kook.
That's great.
There you go. See? We're getting somewhere here. I had another question here. 312 says, what if you like the fight with melting ice cream? That's part of the fun of it.
Well, maybe for some people that's the fun of it, but I challenge you to find a kid who doesn't cry the second his clothing gets drenched in melting dairy product, you know. So our no-melt ice cream provides all the entertainment of ice cream, some of the flavor of ice cream, all of the texture and visual experience of ice cream, minus that melting problem. And again, I stated this is definitely not for people who need to avoid dairy because our flavorings are dairy-based. But, you know, for people who just can't stand that silly melting that ice cream will give you, this is a real solid product for them.
312-981-7200. What do we think of no melt ice cream? Let's go to Deb on the line. Deb, yay or nay on no melt ice cream?
I have to say it's a no-go. Ice cream is supposed to be cold. The texture is supposed to be creamy, hence the cream dairy product. There's soy-based ice cream out there. There's a lot of different ice creams out there. When I think of ice cream, I think of like a gelato, something creamy, milky. So I would have to say no on this product.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Deb. Deb and I agree. I have a hard time seeing how mashed potatoes and ice cream are the same consistency.
Well, I tell you, it's really more about the visual than it is about the mouth consistency. It's about the visual and the hand feel. But I'll tell you this, too. They do experiments where if you hold someone's nose and make them close their eyes and take a bite into an onion and an apple, they can't distinguish them.
Huh. Really?
So, yeah, very similar here. Because we recreate that visual so adeptly, you know, and although there's no... You know, there's no cream, and this can be eaten warm. You can even heat it up if you want to. It does provide that ice cream experience. And I would wager that if you, you know, gave it to a kid and didn't tell them that it was mashed potatoes, they'd say this ice cream is great and it's not melting.
Right.
So they can really take their time with it.
Let's go to Donna. Donna's got a pretty pretty right on question. Donna, yay or nay, first off, on no melt ice cream?
No.
Okay.
And I wanted to know how much was it, and does the toppings come with it?
Okay, great. Great question. Thanks, Donna.
Well, you know, maybe I'll win her back with the answer to her question. So a carton, which is about the same size, it's a little less than a pint. Of no melt ice cream, just the base textured product is $19.95, and now each flavor packet is $4.95.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a little on the steep side, but I mean, you go to Whole Foods and you get less than a pint of Jenny's ice cream, and it's $12. Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to think of the luxury we are giving you in that one. It's going to last a very long time if you leave it in your freezer, and two, it will, you know, it's not going to melt on you.
Right. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's take a break and get to Rob Martier for the news. Steve Gadlin, I want to draw a cat for you.com. It's the frying pan. His idea this week, no melt ice cream, a mashed potato-like substance that replaces ice cream and gets rid of that melty feeling that we all hate. Steve Gadlin, stay with us. We will continue the frying pan in just a moment. 312-981-7200 is the number to say yay or nay to no-melt ice cream, Steve Gadlin's latest invention. What do you think, Rob? What do you like? I'm not sure.
No-melt ice cream.
Yeah, so it's a no-melt ice cream. It will not melt. It's not actually ice cream. It's a mashed potato. It's mashed potatoes with customizable flavorings that will make it chocolate or vanilla.
I mean, you know, again, with a lot of Steve's ideas, you know, certainly I'd give it a try. Give it a try.
You hear that, Steve? Rob Martier said he'd give it a try.
Especially, well, and here's the thing, Justin, you can back me up on this one. Especially mm-hmm. with kids, right. A no-melt ice cream would be a godsend. I could let them have it in the back of the car.
There you go.
On the couch.
Right?
That's
what you're going for, right, Steve?
Well, a lot of kids we're realizing have an allergy to some of the compounds we're using in the flavoring. But if your kid is tested, you know, it's possible that a kid might enjoy this.
I think they should be okay. They're pretty rugged.
All right. Well, there you go.
If you're on your mark, this is how we'll start. Frying pan hot. Frying pan hot. If you want the sizzle, even just a little bit.
It's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tonight, it's the frying pan. 312-981-7200. My guest, Steve Gadlin, is an inventor, innovator, entrepreneur here in Chicago. He went on Shark Tank with the idea, I want to draw a cat for you.com. He won. He now has a development deal with Mark Cuban. And before he brings his new ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to the download to workshop. Steve Gadlin, tonight, the idea is no melt ice cream. Give us the pitch again.
That's right. So it is an ice cream substitute that gives you all the look and hand feel of ice cream, minus that pesky melting. It's made of mashed potatoes combined with some flavoring. And you know, you put it in the freezer if you want. You can also microwave it if you want, depending on what texture you're going after. Mm-hmm. Add a little bit of the flavoring, stir it up, put on some syrup or bananas or whatever you do with your ice cream. And I dare you to wait for it to melt because it's potatoes and it won't.
Okay, there are a lot of questions, 312-981-7200, a lot of health questions. So
okay.
502 says, there's ice cream made with pinto beans. It's okay, but it's too expensive and it melts. What's the calories to fat content of the mashed potatoes ice product?
No, that's great. That's a great question. I would say it's very similar to ice cream, unless you add butter. And some people will add butter for flavoring, in which case, obviously, the calories go up. Now, if you eat it without a flavor packet, you're doing yourself a big favor, because those flavor packets not only contain obscene amounts of calories, but a lot of sodium as well. But I'll tell you, that's okay. That's why we eat ice cream. When we eat ice cream, we're giving ourselves a treat. We're not counting calories. But for those of you that are, just to be upfront, this is probably, you know, not as calorie effective as just a bowl of traditional ice cream. But hey, enjoy your melting.
Okay, 312-981-7200. 630 says, you won't be able to call it ice cream because it must have a certain percentage of cream to call it ice cream.
Well, you know, I think we're just going to go ahead and call it that. It's called no-melt ice cream.
Okay. 708 says, neither vanilla or cocoa beans are dairy-based. So why is the flavoring dairy?
Well, because a potato doesn't give you that natural creamy, you know, sensation. So our flavorings are actually butter-based flavorings, so you do get that cream sensation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to, the flavoring is what makes it an ice cream substitute. Otherwise, it's just mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay. All right. 312 has a question. You go ahead and sell your no-melt ice cream, and you don't tell people what it is, and you're setting yourself up for lawsuits. Diabetics can get sick from this. Major no.
Well, I don't know about that. I think what I'm setting myself up for is a lot of delighted customers. Lawsuits come when customers taste it and go, yuck. But I think they're going to be pretty excited and happy to welcome no-melt ice cream into their lives. It's a real lifestyle changer, too. I mean, suddenly you can take a carton of the stuff on a picnic with you.
Uh-huh.
And not worry about it melting in the sun while you finish your corn and bananas.
Right. Okay, well, all right. Okay, 312-981-7200. I'm going through the text. There's a lot that I want to save for the end.
Sure.
773 says, so am I hearing this right? $25 for ice cream?
I'm Dennis Musin.
Oh, there you go.
Well... yeah, I don't remember the pricing I quoted. I believe it was $19.95 for the carton. And now the flavor packets are optional, of course.
Right.
But that's not $25 per serving of ice cream. That's, you know, you can, well, for some people that's one serving, but for others you can split up a carton and, you know, share it with your friends and family over 6 to 9 months.
630 has a good question. It says, why just chocolate and vanilla? It seems like you may be able to get interesting combinations of flavors, some that you can't get with ice cream, that would make it more sellable.
Well, I'll tell you what, and this is top secret because this won't be available with launch, but not only are we working on chocolate and vanilla, but one of my favorites, a chocolate vanilla swirl.
Okay, well, there you go. That doesn't seem like it's that top secret, but okay. 312-981.
It's called marketing. You know, it's
right.
Probably
yeah.
The way we market.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that makes a little bit of sense. 312-981-7200. All right. Hold on 1 second. Just jumped up. No melt ice cream sounds gross. How many chemicals does it take to make potatoes taste like ice cream?
Well, not as many as you'd think. And again, I don't want to stress the taste so much. I've been very careful to say it's really the look and the hand feel that give the impression of ice cream. So, you know, we're not expecting you to close your eyes and think you have ice cream in your mouth, but we are expecting you, if you close your eyes and just run it through your fingers or close your eyes and just look at it, that you'll think that it's ice cream.
Hmm. Could this product, this is a 630, could this product be made with mashed carrots or maybe mashed sweet potatoes or other mashed vegetables too?
You know, I don't know. I think if you look at mashed potatoes, that looks like ice cream. Mashed carrots looks like, you know, baby food. So, I don't know. Hmm. It's nothing we've tried. I don't think we will anytime soon.
Okay. I got a yay that says this is a perfect way to get kids to eat their vegetables.
Well, and again, though, I want to stress, we did have a few allergic reactions with young children. Because it might not have been an allergic reaction. It might have been a reaction to the high levels of sodium in the flavor packet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as with a lot of the foods I invent, they're really targeted toward people of 50 pounds or heavier.
That's the first I've heard of it, the high level of sodium.
Yes.
That's new. That's something that's in this product as well.
Well, the flavor packets are similar to what you'd find in a ramen. So it's, you know, those are also high sodium. We're using that as our base, to be honest. And then there's a butter lay on to get that creaminess. But it's really, if you imagine melting a pat of butter over a ramen noodle packet, that'd be a similar makeup to our flavor packets.
All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break here. And like I said, I got a lot of good stuff to read in the more colorful part of our
Sure.
Frying pan's usually at the end. So that'll be coming up. That's the stuff that's a little bit more the thick skin stuff that we've been working on. Steve Gadlin is the innovator, entrepreneur, and inventor behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He brings his new ideas here every single Friday night at 10 o'clock. We will continue the frying pan right after this break. Stay with us.
If you're on your mark, this is how we'll start. Frying pan hot, frying pan hot. If you want the sizzle, even just a little bit.
It's the frying pan here on the download on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Steve Gadlin is with me. Steve Gadlin is the inventor, innovator, entrepreneur behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He won on Shark Tank. He's got a development deal with Mark Cuban. So before he brings new ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to the download to workshop. Tonight, no melt ice cream. One last elevator pitch, Steve.
Yeah, no melt ice cream is an ice cream substitute that looks just like ice cream, feels just like ice cream in your hands, but it doesn't melt. And that's because it's made out of mashed potatoes in combination with some ramen-style flavor packets that we provide at an additional cost to give it, you know, a similar flavor to ice cream as well.
Okay.
So great for adults who just don't want their ice cream to melt all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to wrap up here. 312-981-7200 is the number. And I want to get to some of the more colorful texts. But first, let's go to Francis. Francis, yay or nay on no melt ice cream? Francis, you there?
Yeah.
So, Francis, do we like it? Yay or nay on no melt ice cream?
No. Sorry.
All right. Why no?
I just don't like the look of it. I mean,
well
I don't like how it mainly
like
focuses on the look rather than the taste, like you said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steve?
Well, but again, did you hear the example about if you bite into an onion with your eyes closed and your nose pinched, how it's just like an apple?
Well, yeah.
So does that change your mind?
I mean... Not really. I mean, it's not like I'm going to be eating it with my eyes closed.
Yeah, right.
Well, actually, we suggest you do.
Well, that's new, Steve. Thanks, Francis. Thank you. That's something that we did not think about earlier in the frying pan. We didn't know this was a blindfold experiment. All right, let's get to some of the texts here. 312-981-7200. 630 say, who's fondles ice cream? Dumb. 724 says...
We're talking about a master ice cream maker. Well, of course they fondle the ice cream.
Right, okay.
But go ahead, sorry.
724 says, Steve's brain is made from mashed potatoes.
That's great. That's funny. Yeah.
724 says, Steve is a genius. Not so much you, Justin.
Mm. Oh, that's... Well, yeah, hey, you know, there's a caller that's on my level.
Right.
And I know, you know, you might not come across as a genius, but you're very special in your own way. So
thank you.
Hope that caller...
I appreciate
yeah.
that. 630 mm-hmm, sure. says, well, it's a pretty bad idea, but it's better than the hot dog scarf.
The hot dogs. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So that's good, right?
That's great that they're listening and remembering.
This is a great. 708 says, I want to draw a cat throwing up no melt ice cream.
Hmm. Well, that's a business they can start.
Yeah,
I
right?
encourage them to purchase that domain.
Okay. 847 says, I was right. This is dumb. I don't know if they had a conversation before they came in here. It's kind of a strange, maybe they were in their head or something.
Yeah. I don't know. They're probably talking about an earlier thing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. 262 says his idea stinks and he's creeping me out.
I don't know how I'm creeping them out. I apologize if I'm coming across as creepy. I'm just a man who likes to fondle his ice cream. If that bothers you, don't picture it.
847 says, can we give this guy to ISIS?
Hmm. That's very ISIS strange. Cream? No melt ISIS cream? Is that a...
It may be, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm... no interest in joining ISIS.
262 says, yay on the idea, but my only worry is that Steve's next idea will be sugarless cotton candy made from Owens Corning pink fiberglass. Not a bad idea.
I'm taking the yay.
Right.
Now, I'll admit, I've been tempted to take a bite of fiberglass before, so it's funny that this person brings it up, but I would not recommend it. I would never sell a product that contains small, invisible glass pieces
right. And
market it as a food.
773 says, how in the H-E double hockey sticks am I supposed to connect this to my phone?
That's a great question. I'm glad someone brought that up. It's not in the no-meld ice cream, but the container is Bluetooth compatible, and it will alert your phone when you're running low.
All right.
So you can head to the store and buy another carton. Thank you for bringing that up, caller. I forgot that to mention that feature.
708 says it sounds gross. 724, this is a good one. Dominic's carried no-melt ice cream, and that's why they're out of business.
Well, they didn't carry this formula. This is patented.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes and ramen powder. You can't sell that unless you hold my patent.
219 gets real, Steve. And I say this as a warning in advance because I know that you're working on thick skin, but this is pretty personal.
Yeah. Okay.
219 says, this guy needs to get a life. Leave things alone. Oh, my God. He is running his 15 minutes of fame into the ground. Just stop it, dude.
Yeah, I'm not here for 15 minutes of fame. What I am here is to build a legacy of products that improve the lives of others. Now, I know I'm going to have some hits and some misses, hopefully more hits than misses, but I would never hit my misses, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, all right. 847. This is Sue from Glenview. She always gives you good stuff here. She says, I assure you one carton is all I'd ever need to buy because it would last forever in my freezer.
That's great.
I think she's not going to eat it. You know, that's what she's saying.
Ah, okay. Well, that's the right of every buyer.
Right.
To pace themselves at their own speed.
Right. Why are you giving this jerk any airtime? We've heard that before.
We have heard that before. Yeah.
It seems to be recurring. It might be the same texters. Yeah. It's just like this guy's an insult to WGN listeners. Does he live in his parents' basement? Oh, my God. I love the idea. Now we go. Yeah. Well. Yeah. They say I love the idea. Now we can truck the no melt ice cream through Africa's harshest heat and give the starving kiddos a real taste of Americana. What do you think about that.
You know, I don't want to get political with the product, but that has crossed my mind that it is something we can bring to warmer countries. Without fear of needing excess refrigeration.
262 says, looks great,
I don't know
but...
that children in the South have ever had ice cream, to be honest.
Well,
and this brings it to them.
Okay, well. 262 says, looks great, tastes like crap, great pitch. 77.
I did not say that it tastes like crap. It's a new flavor. You know, when people first tried a rutabaga, it took them a while to get used to it.
Right.
But now it's one of the most popular fruits.
219 says this guy's on crack. How many of these ideas has Steve Gadlin invented that the guy from Shark Tank has accepted and will use?
Well, so the only one I've ever brought to him is the cat drawing. Now, I've done a few pitches here on WGN, but since we haven't gotten a resounding yay on any of them, I have not yet brought him another product. And at this point, it's been a while. There'd be some reintroductions necessary. You know, it'd be difficult to get his ear. But as soon as I have that confidence I need coming out of this segment, I think I'll be ready to knock on doors again.
219 says, genius borders insanity, but you're just insane.
Okay.
847 says, I used to really hate your show. It's gotten a lot better, but this guy's really ruining it.
Well, you know, that's that person's opinion.
And then Johnson ends it with 815 saying, why is everyone being so negative? At least he's out there trying to do something. He's trying to make a change. That's a good point. That's a good point. Everybody who texts in about how bad Steve is, how much of a jerk he is, how untalented he is, how much of an idiot he is,
yeah,
how much, you know, but all those things, At least you're out there doing something. You're trying to do something every single week. You take the time to come up with these ideas.
Yeah, and what I ask each of those texters and callers is, what have you invented this week? You know? So that's maybe what I'll start asking them when they call before they even give their comment. Hmm. And then I'll give a yay or nay to their invention, and then they can give their comment. Maybe that's a new format we can use.
Well, 312 says, I don't really get it. I like that ice cream melts, but you know what? I'd try it. So
well,
there you go.
You know, what I can say about this week, Justin, is while I don't think it was an overall yay, there were fewer nays.
That's right. I got to get, you know, at the beginning, it felt like people were interested. And then, you know, towards the end, I just read all the ones that weren't.
Yeah.
So actually, I'm not sure if that's fair because there were a lot of nays at the beginning.
You got my hopes up.
Yeah, I got
you. You really got my hopes up. But I'll say there were fewer nays. I felt fewer nays this week, and that's called progress.
Steve Gatlin is the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He comes on every Friday night at 10 o'clock with the frying pan to pitch a new idea to Download Nation. No melt ice cream probably needs to go back to the drawing board, mostly because of the, for a lot of things.
Steve, I'm going to get away from food products next week.
I think that might be smart. Yeah, that might be smart. Steve Gatlin, have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next Friday.
Awesome. Take care, Justin.